Will, hello there, one-odd callers. This is Steve, along with Lynn and our special guest today, John of Malibu, here on the 7th of May, 1980, tape number 29. We are hereby dedicating this tape to Paul of Mission Hills, as to the fact that we never would have been able to either produce it nor did it on the machine without his help. We're borrowing his equipment from that line while our own equipment is being repaired. You know, right at this time, our technical difficulties are cleared, and we're just going to keep our fingers crossed. This song is by the Eagles. It's "The Greeks Don't Want No Freaks." A little more of this, and then the comments. Okay. Comments in just a moment here. Just spotted this in the Valley News, or actually Lynn did, brought this to my attention, and it's a very important meeting for those of you who want to find out more information about Pacific Telephone's elaborate new system to cost us more money, called Zone Usage Measurement, or Zoom. They will have a consumer meeting to discuss the new system with Pacific Telephone officials there, leading the meeting, I suppose, telling us what the way it's going to be, which is going to be held from 7 to 10 p.m. on Friday, May 9th, in the auditorium at Van Nuys Junior High School. And for those of you who do not know where Van Nuys Junior High School is, that's 5435 Vesper Avenue in Van Nuys. Again, that's 5435 Vesper Avenue, Van Nuys Junior High School. And that will be held from 7 to 10 p.m. with Pacific Telephone officials there. So why don't everybody out there bring yourself and bring a friend. And so, again, the phone enthusiasts in the San Fernando Valley can outnumber the phone officials, and we can lead the show once again. Now the comments.
This is Dave of Culver City, and it's May the 2nd, 1980, and it's at 6:26 in the morning. And by the way, for those of you who haven't heard, Thousand Mental Delights will be distributed shortly in your local record stores. Go check at any store, but from what I understand, it's available right now at Rhino Records in Westwood. Well, for those of you who don't even know who are Why Not regulars and who haven't heard, Feedback has got a Los Angeles number for you LA callers at 852-7111. That's 852-7111. Yes, indeed. So, I thought you might like to know that. And I'm glad to see you back again. Why not? How come you guys have been gone for such a long time? Again, you broke down, or was it? Or did you just get tired?
Well, Dave, I'm sorry, but you're mistaken. This time, Why Not did not go down because I was tired, even though I am very tired from all the input I usually get. That's not why we went down this time. As I explained not more than about 3 or 4 minutes ago, it was due to technical difficulties, and we are now back, so you can call in and leave us more interesting comments.
Hi, my name is Larry, and I'm calling in regards to the Iranian situation. I thank President Carter when he made that attempted rescue mission. I think he did the right thing in trying to go over there and bring this stuff to a halt. I'm sick and tired of all these small countries making these great demands on the United States. We're the number one power. We shouldn't have to put up with all this stuff that they're sending us through. And I'm glad President Carter did make a stand. I'm behind him 100%. Thank you.
David in Woodland Hills, and I'd just like to say that down in Houston, they're starting to make or think about a new law saying that all women on welfare, after their first pregnancy, would have to go under a sterilization process so that the taxpayers would not have to pay for the upcoming baby. I just want to say that that's about the most god-awful thing I've ever heard of, and I think whoever thought of that law should go to hell, and they would just be murdering these children against the mother's will, and that's all I want to say. Thank you. Bye.
How can you murder children that have not been born yet? Oh, well, I think this law would be pretty interesting, especially in Houston, where probably a lot of illegal aliens. Now, you have an illegal alien family, and, of course, any children born on this side of the border would become American citizens. And, I mean, it's more of a burden for us to support these people. So I think the idea of sterilization is a fairly good one. It's in areas with high illegal alien populations.
This is Mark from Woodland Hills. I know we're sick of Iranian comments, but this one should stop them all. Nuke them to Lake Low. Bye.
Hey, why not call us? This is Sue Northridge. I haven't called for a while, but you guys haven't been up for a while. So anyway, I have an announcement to make. Bernardi Hills High is presenting Fiddler on the Roof. Yes, it is a musical, and tickets are on sale for $2.50, and it's showing May 2nd and 3rd and May 9th and 10th, which is this weekend and next weekend, Friday and Saturday night. And if you have any more questions, you can call 363-5400 or 360-2361, 363-5400, 360-2361, and the address of Granada Hills High is 10256 Zelda Avenue, located in between Zelda and Devonshire and Zelda and Chatsworth. Thank you.
Hi, this is Janet from Canoga Park again, and I want to read you a letter from Dear Abby a really long time ago that really makes a lot of sense for you new drivers who think driving is a joke. Well, it's not, so listen to this. The title is, Please God, I'm Only 17. The day I died was an ordinary school day. How I wish I had taken the bus, but I was too cool for the bus. I remember how I wheedled the car out of Mom. Special favor. I pleaded, all the kids drive. When the 2:50 bell rang, I threw all my books in the locker. I was free until 8:40 tomorrow morning. I ran to the parking lot, excited at the thought of driving your car and being my own boss, free. It doesn't matter how the accident happened. I was goofing off, going too fast, taking crazy chances, but I was enjoying my freedom and having fun. The last thing I remember, I was passing an old lady who seemed to be going awfully slow. I heard a deafening crash and felt a terrific jolt. Glass and steel flew everywhere. My whole body seemed to be turning inside out. I heard myself scream. Suddenly I awakened. It was quiet. A police officer was standing over me. Then I saw a doctor. My body was mangled. I was saturated with blood. Pieces of jagged glass were sticking out all over. Strange that I couldn't feel anything. Hey, don't pull that sheet over my head. I can't be dead. I'm only 17. I've got a date tonight. I'm supposed to grow up and have a wonderful life. I haven't lived yet. I can't be dead. Later, I was placed in a drawer. My folks had to identify me. Why did they have to see me like this? Why did I have to see the look in my mom's eyes when she faced the most terrible ordeal of her life? Dad, to me, looked like an old man. He told the man in charge, yes, he is my son. The funeral was a weird experience. I saw all my relatives and friends walk toward the casket. They passed by one by one and looked at me with the saddest eyes I've ever seen. Some of my buddies were crying. A few girls touched my hand and sobbed as they walked away. Please, somebody, wake me up. Get me out of here. I can't be dead. I have to see my mom. I can't bear to see my dad and mom so broken up. My grandparents are so wrapped with grief that they can barely walk. My brother and sister are like zombies. They move like robots in a daze. Everybody. No one can believe this. And I can't believe it either. Please don't bury me. I'm not dead. I have a lot of living to do. I want to laugh and run again. I want to sing and dance. Please don't put me in the ground. I promise if you give me just one more chance, God, I'll be the most careful driver in the world. All I want is one more chance. Please, God, I'm only 17. See, I think all you guys who are, or the girls who are driving like maniacs should really pay attention to this. And we're on this in the last week's comments, and I want Reagan to win for presidency. Thank you. Bye.
Yes, my name is David, and I live in Woodland Hills. I'd just like to say goodbye to someone who really educated me all my 14 years, and that's Alfred Hitchcock. He was a great man and an artist. Bye-bye, Alfie.
Hello, this is Kate North Hollywood on the 2nd of May, calling at about 4:30 in the afternoon. Why not, you know? You're a pretty good comment line when you're up, but you keep going down. And every time I try to call in to listen to a tape, I always get, we are having mechanical difficulties, na-na-na, na-na-na, et cetera, et cetera. So I hope this time that you've fixed whatever needed to be fixed, and that you will be around for a while. This has been a comment left by Kate on Hollywood. Goodbye.
Yeah, Gary Canoga Park. I would like to comment on new wave music. First, I don't see there's really nothing wrong with it. Most of the new wave music you hear, not that bad. Take, for instance, The Pretenders. Oh, man, doing pretty good out there. Some other good groups are 2020 Selector, Specials, Madness, Police. You know, there's a lot of good groups out there. So a lot of people go around saying new wave is really shitty. Why don't you listen to some of the different groups and then think it over, because it's not that bad. Some of these new groups that are considered new wave are pretty much heavy metal, rock and roll. So, do what you want. But also, who I want for president. Well, really, I don't know that much about really any of the candidates. But right now, so far, I like this Anderson. I don't know that much about any of them. So, you know, this is an early pick for me. But and also, I was wonder how long this is going to take to be played back on the comment line. Seems like you guys like taking about a month to make each day, but all right, and you bet.
Well, yeah, you can think it over, and then you can decide that you hate new wave music.
Hello, why not? I'm glad to see you back up. It's about 5:20 on Friday, I guess. This is Mark with a film, by the way. I want to comment on new wave and how it's spreading, which is good. I love new wave, and I think it's really good, but there are a lot of people who don't like new wave. I think that's pretty, you know, stupid for them to knock it, because I know a lot of people who knock new wave, and they haven't even heard it before. I mean, that's just pretty stupid for people to do that. There are a lot of good groups coming out now, you know, The Clash, Utopia, Plimsoll, 3D. There are a lot of great groups out. And, you know, those groups, The Clash is popular, but and Utopia is too. But 3D and Plimsoll, you know, I don't expect people to have heard those on the radio or anything. But, I mean, they knock them before they even hear it, and I think that's really stupid. And it's just like knocking anything else before you try it. Try to try it. And then then you can knock it if you want to. Okay, this has been a comment from Mark Clemente. Goodbye.
Yes, I would like to talk about LA school forced busing. I personally feel that forced busing is one of the most ridiculous things that has ever hit our community. And I feel that it should be stopped immediately for the reasons that I'm about to give. The reasons I feel why it should be stopped is, first of all, the money that is paid for the high price of gas and transportation, etc., could easily be made to build up the school system down in L.A., or attract better teachers. Second of all, many times I have seen a bus on the freeway, an L.A. school bus going back and forth empty, or with one or two students on it, meaning that the white students and many of the black students are not taking the bus because they're not accepted in either society, and that's the way they feel, and then they'll go. I personally go to a private school right now, and I don't like my private school. Before, when I went to my other school, before busing happened, I was with all my friends, and it would have been perfect. We would have all gone into the same school. But everything split up. Everybody went to their own private schools. Some people didn't. Some people got bused. Mostly, they did go to private schools. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of valuable time. And it's a waste of an education. Thank you.
Well, I agree with you on the fact that it's a waste of time. But think about what you're saying. You're saying we should spend the money on fixing up their schools down there. So what you want to do is put them all back in one school again and cause the same thing that they're trying not to do, and that's segregate them all together, okay? This all stems back from in the 1960s when there was a problem where there was actually white schools in the South that would not allow any black kids into the school at all, okay? And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to mix everybody all together now. So basically fixing up their schools wouldn't do any good because you're going to have the same problem, all the blacks in one school.
This is Kip Santa Monica. I think you've have your line under control pretty much now. I always thought that Hornet was a pretty good line, technically wise. I don't think the comments were that good. And you have to admit, it's the comments that make the line, not pretty much, not the runner of the line. So I think you won't have very many comments this time around, so I just wanted to leave a comment, even though it's not well thought out or anything. on a radio station, most radio stations, when a popular hit comes out, they would play it over and over and over again for about a week until people would get sick of it. And what I think they should do is play kind of a mixture of old and new. I mean, like you have, say if it's a kind of a disco, you could play some Donna Summer's Day, if that's a new hit, one of her songs, and then you can play a little Beach Boys and a little, you know, Rolling Stones, or, you know, maybe just a mixture of not only the popular, but the ones in the 60s and the 50s. And I think that people will not get as sick of a song very soon if they don't hear it over and over again. Well, this has been a comment from Santa Monica. Bye-bye.
One thing, as you said, really intrigued me. You said it's the comments that make the line and not the line runner. You're very true. You're very right about that, okay? It's funny how much garbage I get continually, week after week, on the input. People seem to believe that they're able to listen to everyone else leaving comments without having to leave any themselves. Well, listen, you're wrong. It's everybody that's got to leave one. You can't just leave one, Kip, because someone else may have left one and my tape will be full. I want everybody to leave one every week, regardless of how many you think everybody else has left. Everybody leave one comment, okay? It's getting to the point where if people stop leaving comments, and if it gets as bad as it was this week, every week, then I'm sorry, YNOT's not going to be able to add any new rotaries, let alone even continue with what we've got now. So remember, no comments, no line. That's just the way it works.
Yeah, this is Jeff Tarzana, and I'd like to leave a very rare serious comment on my part. And that is other people giving out your phone number, my phone number, our phone number, everybody's phone number. I feel that this is, you know, you give somebody a phone number in confidentiality and they go and start, you know, blabbing it around. Well, I just want everybody to know that that's plain old stupidity and immaturity. If I want to give my phone number to somebody, I will give it to them and I don't need anybody else to give it for me. So this is just a brief, serious, and very rare comment from Jeff Tarzana. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hi, this is Glenn Woodland Hill. I'd like to know, how would you subscribe to your newsletter, you know, whenever you send it out? Who do we send a letter and name and address to? Well, thanks a lot.
Okay, the newsletters, or I should say entertainment lists, that's what they actually are, will be done as soon as they can. Uncle Freaky is still compiling. There's a heck of a lot of numbers on this list, numbers that aren't appearing in any list, and everybody else is going to have to be patient for it. Everyone who has requested it in the last couple of weeks, we've got all your letters, and we really appreciate the request. Any new people that do want the entertainment list when it does become available can send that to Why Not Freaky Phone Entertainment List, Post Office Box 394, Woodland Hills, California, 91365, and be patient. It's on its way.
Hi, this is Barry Agora at 9:39 p.m. on Saturday. I have a couple things on my mind. First of all, I'm glad you guys are back, and I'd be interested to know why you were down. And second of all, up in Panorama City, that line, what's going on with that? I was calling up one day, and they said they were going down, and that the number was going to be disconnected. And I called back in a couple of days, and it was. And then I just got bored, and I just tried their number, and it was ringing again. Like, you know, it was working. There was no one answering or anything, and I'm just curious. Is it going to come back, or are they going to disconnect it? And another thing, over in the diverter over in Van Nuys, 995-8951, I don't know where she's bringing that to now. I heard it going to Montage or something. Please comment on that. Thanks a lot.
This is SCM of Canoga. As I'd say, oh well, why not? Who cares? Bye.
Well, that's it for this 20-minute Why Not tape. That's it for the Mattel Electronics baseball game that everyone is playing with in the room here also. Don't forget the Zoom meeting, May 9th, 7 to 10 p.m. at Van Nuys Junior High School. And the only thing I could say is leave comments, please. We want Why Not to stay up, and that's the only way. Zoom?